the CIA grabbed the laptop of Dr. Mahmoud. From his laptop, they obtained information that at least another nuclear weapon was forward deployed from Karachi to the United States and safely arrived over our shores. So the nukes are here.
Okay, why haven't they detonated them yet?
Oh, well, that's a great question. But it can only be answered by bin Laden himself. Bin Laden has this belief in parity that comes from the Quran. It's really an eye for an eye, a retaliation. But he came up with the figure that 4 million Americans must die.
2 million children.
Yeah, but that figure comes, the children come, that figure comes from the economic sanctions that we imposed on Iraq after the first invasion of Iraq back in 1991.
Right, and he claims that we're responsible for all those deaths.
Right.
All right.
Right. So for the sake of parity, 4 million Americans have to go. There's only one way to do that. You can't do that with a biological weapon. You can't do that with a chemical weapon. You can only do that with a nuclear weapon and a tactical nuclear weapon, not even a dirty nuke. And he announced he had, you know, everyone that looked into this story, including Bill Keller, the editor of the New York Times, he was wondering whether they have nuclear weapons, and he wrote a think piece. Nobody paid much attention to it for some reason. And this is the editor of the New York Times, who said the best reason for thinking that it won't happen, that's that a nuke won't go off in the United States, is that it hasn't happened yet, and that's terrible logic. Keller concluded that not only does Al-Qaeda have the nukes, but they are that an attack is imminent.
Now, would members of this administration publicly deny at a news conference, let's say tomorrow morning, somebody's available.
They won't.
Scott McClellan's there. He's talking about, you know, this investigation going on.
No, nobody would deny. Nobody would ever, Bush or Cheney or none of them would deny what I'm saying.
They would not deny it publicly.
Absolutely not.
Yet no one's asked them that.
Well, members of the press ask what is the greatest threat,
they always say
American
nuclear.
People, they all say the same thing: a nuclear threat from a terrorist organization. So they're telling you that that this is a real threat.
Well, Paul, are they concerned? I mean, you're talking about the possibility in the story we read yesterday, which is part of your book, is that they would like to take out New York, Boston, Washington, Las Vegas, Miami, Chicago, and Los Angeles, and there's the parity.
Right.
Where's the concern? I mean, again, my question, what are we doing in Iraq when the concern is to protect our country here, not these terrorists that are out there? They're here. They're coming in from Mexico, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing about it?
I'll tell you what we're doing about it, George. Pretty much nothing.
Maybe there's a clandestine operation going on, and they're scurrying the country looking for
this. I'd love to believe that. I've worked with the FBI for years and years and years. I was responsible for the arrest and conviction of major crime figures on the East Coast. I mean, I've appeared. You know, I've worked with them. I've been paid by them. I've appeared before grand juries. I've done everything imaginable with them. These people are not like Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. They're not capable of like breaking down the door of a mosque and grabbing a couple of these radicals by the throat and gathering information. That doesn't happen. Most of these people work from 9 to 5 and they're damn happy to get out of there at 5 o'clock, and that's the way it goes. And for instance, I'll tell you something that's very disturbing. The Sicilian mafia, by and large, has been taken over by the Albanian mafia.
True.
These guys are all Muslims, and they have allegiance to radical Islam. The Albanians and the Sicilians control the airports. I received incredible information about what's taking place in the Philadelphia airport. I mean, something that would turn your hair white. So I reported it to the Justice Department. Do you know what happened?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing, I would guess.
Right. All right. I'm now waiting. This is a month. I haven't heard from them.
Do you, and we're coming up to a break here, and we're going to come back, but is our government expecting a nuclear disaster here in this country?
Our government has already, as you know, beginning in October, if anyone paid any attention to what was taking place in around Washington, D.C. I mean, they've already built that. I mean, they're in Rappahannock County, there's already an underground city. You know,
I believe there's one in Denver as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely.
People have been hearing low hums for years, calling this program, Paul. They say, George, it sounds like there's some underground tunneling going on. Well, I got to tell you, because we have touched all kinds of subjects on this show, Paul. People have called saying it's alien bases under there. Other people would call and say, no, I think our government's building something. This shadow government
exactly
is doing something.
Exactly. I mean, these things sound crazy. But listen to me. The only thing that would keep a man like me up, I'm not a young man, in the middle of the night, and I'm on the East Coast, on your program, is the fact that I know what's going to happen, and I feel compelled, just as a human being, to warn my fellow countrymen of what is imminent. Eugene Habinger, who is the general in charge of strategic weapons at the Pentagon, said that a nuclear attack by terrorists in the United States is no longer a question of if, but a question of when.